This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Milton.
U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived back at the White House and posed on the balcony of the presidential residence after 72 hours in the hospital being treated for coronavirus. Mr. Trump did not answer questions from reporters as he strode without aid from the hospital to his vehicle outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in a suburb of Washington, D.C. Once back at the White House, he took off the mask he had been wearing on his face and posed for photographs on the balcony of the White House. Earlier, Mr. Trump's primary physician, Dr. Sean Conley, told reporters, though he may not entirely be out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations and, most importantly, his clinical status support his return home. The White House has medical facilities and practitioners to monitor the president around the clock. Conley said there was nothing being done at Walter Reed that could not be done at the White House instead. The coronavirus has killed 210,000 people in the United States and infected more than 7.4 million across the country. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said earlier today she had tested positive for COVID-19. She said Monday she has no symptoms of the illness but will begin the quarantine process and continue to work remotely. The World Health Organization says roughly 1 in 10 people around the world may have been infected with the coronavirus. The head of the Health Emergencies Program at the World Health Organization, Michael Ryan, said on Monday that the agency's best estimates indicate 10% of the world's population could have contracted the virus. That estimate would amount to about 760 million people worldwide. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The United States Supreme Court returned to work on Monday for the first time since the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg amid controversy over her possible replacement. The court, now comprised of 8 justices instead of 9, is expected to hear several high-profile cases this term, including the fate of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The Supreme Court will hear cases via teleconference to protect against the spread of COVID-19. Chief Justice John Roberts paid tribute to Ginsburg, who died September 18th. Before hearing opening arguments on Monday, Roberts called Ginsburg, quote, a dear friend and a treasured colleague. The court has opened its new term with a jolt from 2 conservative justices on the question of same-sex marriage. Justice Clarence Thomas suggested in a statement that the court needs to revisit the issue after having affirmed in 2015 that gays and lesbians have the right to wed. Justice Samuel Alito joined him in a statement. The matter resurfaces as the court is expected to take a turn to the right if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed for the vacancy left by the death of Justice Ginsburg. Reversing the court's decision in the gay marriage case would seem a tall order, but the statement underscores liberals' fears that the court could roll back some of their hardest-fought gains. Germany's foreign minister met with the European Union's chief Brexit negotiator on Monday to discuss the future relations of the 27-member group with Britain after a transition period ends on the 31st of December this year. After several delays, British Parliament finally ratified the withdrawal agreement and Britain left the EU on January 31st of this year. Standing alongside Michel Barnier, Heiko Maas told reporters at a news conference in Berlin that the coronavirus pandemic has made the process to reach a post-Brexit trade deal even more urgent. Maas, however, said that the intention is to have a good long-term partnership with Britain. Both officials thanked one another for the opportunity to discuss the post-Brexit road forward. The head of the EU and Britain's prime minister each told their chief negotiators on Saturday to work intensively for reaching a post-Brexit trade deal before time runs out. The 2020 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine has been awarded to scientists Harvey J. Alter and Charles M. Rice of the United States and Michael Houghton of Britain for their seminal discoveries into the identification of the hepatitis C virus. From Washington, I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.